Welcome to Narratives. The lessons are the hundreds of small decisions and incidents that go to make up a life. This novel traces the lives of two women who occupied the same house on the river at different times.
The topography of this place still amazed her, the way it rose and fell so abruptly. Lucy had walked for hours, intrigued by its constant crescendos and falls. She'd walked pathways and roadways that cupped the edge of the river, and she'd pushed the pram around their curves, trying to decipher its calligraphy and understand its ever-changing direction. Where she grew up, north of Sydney, the coast ran obediently north to south. You stood on its shore and looked directly east, out across the ocean. You knew where you were. Her sisters still lived on that coastline, suspicious of any place that had a river, not a beach. In the new house, Elsie's house, the back door faced almost due east, and Lucy loved that. One sure point in a floating world. Here were rises and ridges, dips and hollows, climbs so steep that stairways had been cut into hills and seemed to push straight to the sky. There were crests and corners that seemed sometimes to consume sound and sometimes to amplify it. The river could pass the city cat's siren along to her house, although she was well away from it, upstream. As they came in from the river at the old customs house, she found herself on Queen Street at its famous corner, the MacArthur Corner, well, famous to Lucy, who'd read about the World War II general and almost expected to see him dashing into the handsome sandstone building for a meeting that would surely win the war. Standing behind Tom, she nudged the stroller back and forward as she nattered onto him. "Who else has been here, I wonder," she said as the cars passed. "Who else has waited on this corner? Maybe Dad's mum? Maybe Dad when he was small? Maybe Elsie with her twins?" This habit of calling up Elsie, she hardly noticed anymore that she did it. It had become automatic. She'd stood in Elsie's kitchen conjuring conversations with the older woman. Of course, in your day, the world had fewer things to worry you, and it must have been simpler then. To which Elsie would reply with observations about clothes dryers or the boon of vaccines. It felt a friendly and comforting thing. "An imaginary friend," said Ben, and Lucy smiled. That was how she'd thought of Tom before his birth. Now it made her feel a little more at home. "I don't even know if there were traffic lights," said Lucy to her small son. "Isn't that funny? I can imagine trams and ladies in nice dresses and hats, but I don't know how they crossed the road." She balked at how little she knew of this place before that, who was here, where they lived. She felt her elbow bounce as someone nudged it and imagined horrific the fast rolling forward of the pram. But as she steadied herself and watched the man run on through the mall, she was sure it was Ben rushing by. "Hey," she called before she could stop herself. "What are you doing here?" A quick pulse of shock and desire. But the man turned back once to look at her, and he was somebody altogether different. Of course he ran on, and Lucy watched the sole of his left sneaker flap. Ben would never wear those. Still, she stood for several minutes in the queue before her heartbeat settled down.
You've been listening to Ashley Hay reading from her book, 100 Small Lessons. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.